Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. From the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side. I'm still saying, man, don't you be deceived.
About doing a game. They don't have to do the game. They don't have to do the world. That
but that pain that will, you know, the people to believe, you know, everything but the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Initiation and all of it, you know, all of it.
Yes. Now, this is the church, you know, the word of God, you know, and have these meditations and these matrimonial services and church cultures. There are kind of different religious movements that they have today. All the different symbols and Egyptian, Islam and Hinduism and Taoism, Buddhism. There's so many Celtic pagans and Roman pagans.
Right.
It's a whole lot.
Yes.
And you got the Catholic Church that they believe they have a different system, you know. And what they're all trying to do is trying to put all that religion into one world system. They can't keep it up with all in one thing to deny the true God. That's what it's all about.
Right.
And it's not only Americans that are passionate, and you have the you know, the Asian, the Indian, the religion. There's so many different cultures, you know, different cultures, different, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about me? Some of these Bibles that are out here, these translations, these that a lot of people are utilizing. I know that the NIV is the most widely used Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
they're trying to combine it. It's called the English Standard version.
Right.
From the King James to try to convert both of them together.
Right.
The trying to put the NIV
with
the King James version.
Yeah, that's going on with a lot of them, and in the New International Version and so many of them, the Amplified Version.
And they said that it misleading people because they said, you know, the English Standard Version is, they need to be exposed to talk about, that the King, they send the King James version, don't know that the ESV was the original. That was a lie, and it is the father of all lies, you know. So.
Right. I was finding out some information that was sent to the Ready Church in regards to the West Cotton Hort, the Amplified Version of the Bible, which you believe in baptismal regeneration, about water saving people. And they hold to a lot of Catholic beliefs and bearing Mary to Jesus Christ.
Right.
And, you know, if you get into it and you understand, they're not talking about the same Jesus Christ. It's not, and as you get into it, they're not even talking about the Mary, the mother of Jesus, really. They done created so much of a deception as far as the Bible is concerned. And they also believe just a host of different things. They believe in that you're not limited to repentance in this life, but, you know, after life you can repent and purgatory. So reading a Bible by these people, even from understanding what they believe, is very dangerous. It's very dangerous. The NIV, like Rupert Murdoch, you know, who's into porn.
Right, that's right.
And all the association with the Lockman Foundation, who was putting out a lot of these new translations of the Bible.
Right. And I was reading about Hort and the belief system. You know, just the King James version. They're not saved. They're not even saved, man.
Right. read in the article too. Their own children exposed them in the article too.
Right. But they took the scripture and they turned, turned it around. And they said that they was eliminated from Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it said. And they hated the word of God. What's cotton for?
Right.
They hated the word of God. That was their belief system is not know what to pretend that it is. But like you said, if you take like a scripture from their, you know, their Bible and message to the condemned version, it's not the same.
It's not.
It's perverted.
Right. There's a version, you know, I'll say this and I'll get back to it, but it was Pat Robertson. He was quoting a scripture, and he was quoting out of, like, the NIV.
Right, right.
And Pat Robertson, you know, now something that, when he said it, I said, no, I never heard that scripture quote like that at all. You know, he was quoting it verbatim. Like, you know, and I looked at the words, and they were totally different. It just had a whole different meaning. And that scripture, this was the one in Hebrews 10:25, where it talks about not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And he said, for the habit of some is. For the habit of some is. And the King James Version say, for the as the manner of some is. It was like, yo, a habit and a manner are two different things. If you look at the habit of something, you know, there are bad habits,
but
there are good habits. But if you have manners, and if it just says, as the manner of some is, not forsaking the assembling ourselves together, as the manner of some is, manner and habit are two different things. You can mention this person has manners. And when you say this person has manners, it doesn't mean good manners on it. It doesn't mean bad manners on it. When they say manners, you know that they're talking about good manners. This person has manners. But if you say this person has habit, habit can be good, it can be bad. When you say, most of the time when you say a habit, the person is just doing it just to be doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like a good habit or bad habit, you need to stop doing it. So if they're putting that, not sticking the symbols of ourselves together, as a habit of some is a habit. And the original King James Version states, the manner of some is, the manner is good. It's a good manner. It's what God wants you to do.
But,
you know, you draw strength from one another. And I say that, you know, it's like when you hear somebody testimony overcomers, because they're giving their testimony, the blood of Jesus Christ that it was shed, if you threw whatever you got through, it's because of Jesus Christ's blood.
It was even by the blood of the Lamb, or by the word of their testimony.
God's righteous.
Yes.
They divided all this stuff, and that was the devil, because, you know, they have the chosen. I
the way we have God's word. This book of prophecy. The whole Bible is prophetic. You know, everything that God says, this word, it comes to pass.
Right.
So you need not change.
That's right. What he's doing, he comes to joke you into the store, and that's what John, can I test that?
Yeah.
Just come to the store.
So,
I mean, even like if you go on to like the YouTube page and you look over there, you see like this rainbow. I mean, they're taking the rainbow and they're using the rainbow colors, you know, and that's what they have, you know, even distorted the rainbow and made it their own.
And Boston, the wonderful was the government to perform their, you know,
down the plug on whatever side. They took down the video on, it's on YouTube. I think they took the video off.
Okay.
Well, it was look it up, but this cut-like approach of Joe Osteen on Gay Rounded and Porn. And he was paying $80,000 by the day he got my to perform. That's like it was about to perform.
Okay. Kirk Franklin, there was something that came out about him speaking against the homosexual long ago, and all of this performing for $80,000, and all this stuff, things is not adding up.
That's right.
So, you know, this passed about it again, it was kind of wavering.
Right.
Kirk Franklin, he noticed, a lot of people should notice by now that, like, you know, he changes according to wherever he's around.
Right.
If he's around somebody that he thinks wants to hear the gospel or that somebody's preaching truth, he'll highlight for that. And then when he get around, you know, somebody else, then he'll accommodate for that. And, you know, he's like that.
He got to go with the flow, huh?
Yeah. You see, I'm supposed to be preaching up there about truth. About how, you know, people need to keep right and all this and now. And then when he gets around other people and the studio people and the people that are leading him, he thinks. So, you know, but just holding a stance of secularism and it doesn't represent Christ.
Right.
Right. And Tyrese is up there and they have him on TV and he's very seductive.
Yes.
Shirtless and tattoos and bed scenes.
And then they got, what's his name? Ben Harvey, he's up on TV.
Right.
It's a marker, you know.
Right.
It's definitely a monster because, you know, they're playing. They're playing.
Right. Exactly. Like you said with Steve Harvey and all of them, they just like playing. Their life is not representing Christ. And they're being paid to do what they do. And so, what it is like people like Beyonce or Rihanna or whoever, some of these names, what are some? Tyrese. And, you know, if they like him in the world, and then as soon as he comes over to the church to do some music, but they don't hear about them, you know, saying, I'm going to give up this music, I'm changing my life, and, you know, I'm going to follow Jesus Christ, you know. And, you know, and get along with God. And then, you know, all these cameras and lights and everything, just get that away, get that out of here, you know. I'm ready to commit my life to Jesus Christ. And they don't do that. It's just like, oh, hey, Tyrese is a popular singer and top chart-selling artist in the